performance improvements on older devices, AR gets its own file format, and Siri gets smarter with shortcuts. Meanwhile, you can use your tongue with an emojis. What's up guys, Brady here from ClipPlay TV, and today we are going to be taking a look at a few of the new features and improvements debuted yesterday at WWDC that will make their way to your phone this fall in iOS 12. Yesterday, Apple software executive Craig Federighi took to the stage to announce a heavy focus on performance and stability improvements in the next version of iOS, touting numbers from the older iPhone 6 Plus as an example. With up to 40% faster app launch times and up to 50% faster keyboard displays and up to 70% faster camera access from the lock screen, iOS 12 promises to bring these improvements across the board to all devices that run iOS 11 this fall. But another major focus of Apple's software keynote yesterday was augmented reality. Taking to the stage, Apple first announced that they had partnered with Pixar to create an entirely new file format for AR content called USDZ. USDZ is promised to work across the board with all iOS devices and macOS devices, and is even supported by Adobe, who came to the stage and announced full support for AR content creation across the entire Creative Cloud suite using USDZ. Continuing on the topic of AR, Apple brought developer Lego to the stage to show off group multiplayer support for AR-enabled games in ARKit 2. Lego literally brought to life a Lego creation on the screen of two iPad Pros and were able to manipulate the environment as if it were a real physical space. Continuing in their showcase, Apple also announced some much-needed improvements and new features to their digital voice assistant, Siri. Apple introduced a brand new feature for Siri called Shortcuts. Shortcuts promises to bring custom voice commands and actions to Siri, utilizing input from the user and integration with apps such as Tile. So you could literally say, hey Siri, I lost my keys. Apple also included a Shortcuts app so you could create your very own custom shortcut commands for Siri. And finally, Apple announced improvements to Animoji on iPhone X with support for sticking out your tongue. You can stick out your tongue with Animojis now. I don't really see a point to that, but hey, you've got it now. But going off of that, Apple also introduced something called Memoji, which is literally a recreation of your face in Animoji form that you can use pretty much across the board. So, not seeing a use for the tongue thing, but hey, you've got it. Another major overhaul was brought to FaceTime with an extremely self-explanatory feature called Group FaceTime, which literally allows you to call up to 32 people at once. So whether it's a crowded business meeting or that one chaotic group meeting where you can never get a word out, Group FaceTime promises to be there exactly when you need it. Oh, and another side note to Group FaceTime, it also allows you to use Snapchat-like filters in real time and to map Animojis and, yes, your Memoji onto your head during the call. So get ready to lose all sense of professionalism. Alright guys, that is going to be it for my quick overview of some of the new features showcased yesterday in iOS 12. You will be able to grab iOS 12 as a free update this fall and in a free public beta later this month. And if you're a developer, go download the developer beta now. So overall, yeah, great update. Should you install the beta this summer? Probably not, because betas tend to be extremely unstable. So if you choose to do so, make sure you do it on a secondary device and not one you need to rely on 24/7. I, for one, am quite glad that Apple took a year to kind of iron out and fix some of the problems of iOS 11 rather than just introduce a slew of new features. I've actually had numerous problems with iOS 11 on a daily basis. It's kind of funny. The iPhone X has been the best phone that I've ever owned, but iOS 11 has been the worst software I've ever had on a phone, from constant overheating to CPU throttling to apps crashing on a daily to hourly basis, so much so that I actually have a video coming to ClipPlay TV in the next week or so about that, so definitely look for that. And so I just wanted to try out this podcast format and this first time really doing something like this. So if you enjoyed listening to this, consider leaving a clap below, not subscribing or liking. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.